artist John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Hi, everybody. It's John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Well, hi, everybody. John Elsinga, and welcome back to It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord. And let me ask you a question. What are you known for? What are you known for? Some people would call it, what's your legacy? Let me ask it this way. What's the number one thing people would say about you if asked? What would people say about you? The number one thing, what was the top of their mind, what they'd say about you if they were asked about you from somebody else? Do you even know, maybe? Do you even have an idea? Would they talk about your success? Would they talk about money or you have all these things? Would they talk about your popularity? Maybe they would say, hey, he's a great guy, a great gal. They get along with everybody. Would they talk about the fact that you're a family man or, you keep the house together? Would they say you're a hard worker? What would they say? What's the top thing that would come to their mind? I think it's a worthy question. My grandparents immigrated from the Netherlands. Great people, humble people. In fact, my grandpa, I guess, came over here a couple years in advance of my grandmother so he could work and save up enough money to bring her over. My grandparents were hard workers, dirt poor farmers. I mean, they didn't even know how poor they were. That's how poor they were. But whenever I was around them, there was something just oozed out of them. They just bubbled over with joy. First of all, with love for each other. I remember that clearly. But more than anything else, they loved the Lord. You couldn't help see it. You couldn't help tell it. It just came out of them so naturally, their love for the Lord. I'd like to say that's what my grandparents were known for. Corinthians 1, verse 3 to 5 says, and Paul's talking, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all God's people. The faith and love that spring from a hope stored up for you in heaven, about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel. What had Paul heard about the Colossians? Their faith. That's what he'd heard. Paul heard about their faith while he was in prison. That was the reports that came to him from the people that were with him that would go back and forth in ministry. And it comes down to this, my friend. Most people who know you or interact with you, they know what's the most important thing in your life. And they probably don't have to pull it out of you. It might be work, it might be your relationship with your spouse, it might be your family, it might be this hobby that you have, your fascination with some sport, you know, whether it would be golf or football or basketball or whatever it might be. And how do they know? Because you talk about it. Because it's the top of your mind. Because it's a thing you love to talk about. That's how they know. They know what's the most important to you. Now, when it comes to faith, most people say that faith is important to them. However, many people say, well, but that's personal and private. Wait a minute. The most important thing in their life is personal and private? I don't know. They say you'll be known for what you do, that actions speak louder than words. And in many cases, that is the case. But here's my observation. It's that we talk about what we're going to do. We typically don't do something or anything of significance without talking about it. So let me turn this question around into desire. What do you want to be known for? Joshua 24:15 challenges the people of Israel with this question. He presses in on them. He corners them. He backs them up against the wall and says, "Listen, it's time to choose. It's time to make known who you want to be and who you want to follow and what you want to be known for." It says, Joshua says, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you," and some versions are more harsh than that, you know, "if you're rejecting the Lord, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, because we all serve something. Whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." The question of choice or desire feeds into God's call to love Him with everything that we are. He is our focus. He is our love. The love of the Lord God surrounds us in everything that we do. And notice in this most famous scripture that I'm about to read, the emphasis on the word or the adverb all. Matthew 22:37, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." The all aspect of God indicates a degree, doesn't it? All is something that consumes us. All is opposed to anything less than that. All here means in every endeavor, in every aspect of life, we do it for the Lord. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Now, hold on a minute. This does not mean that we have to become pastors or professional ministers. This does not mean that our relationships aren't important, our spouse or our family aren't important to us. This does not mean the things that we're passionate about aren't important, or work isn't important. This does not mean that our hobbies or our sports interests have to be abandoned. That's not what it's saying there. In fact, a few verses later, in verse 23 of Colossians 3, it says, "Whatever you do, work with it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not human masters." It means that in whatever we do, that Jesus Christ is central to that. Our love for the Lord feeds into all of our other interests. So, my friend, let me ask you this question again. What's the number one thing that people say about you? What's the number one thing that you want to be known for? What do you hope they will say about you? For me, it goes like this. The one thing I know for sure about John is that he loves the Lord. And I don't know if you can say this with me, because this has kind of been my life. You see, I've seen failure and I've seen success. I've been to the mountaintop and I've been into the valley. I've been great at some things and I have flopped at others. I've had great relationships and I've experienced broken relationships. But in and through it all, I've loved the Lord and point people to Jesus. I hope you can say the same. Because what you emphasize, what you talk about. What is your greatest love in life is what you'll be known for. And if you didn't check out last week's devotional, maybe you'll want to click this link and click it now to check out this question: what in the world is God doing in my life? If you're wondering what God's doing in your life, you might want to check out that devotional. Now, if you have supported this channel, thank you so much. If you'd like to support it, there's a link below. And God bless you, and remember, it's a great day to serve the Lord.